Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the Roundup. Gacrix here. Three big beats today. Why robotics pilots routinely break when they move into production. Fort Robotics' mapless AI deal that layers teleoperation and active safety into a trust platform. And SlamCore's $14 million raise that turns spatial AI from promise to factory floor trial.
Hey, Salthager, let's start with that pilot versus production gap. The headline problem isn't capability. Pilots show the robot can do a task. The problem is whether it can survive ongoing use without turning into a new ops team and a maintenance project.
Right. Pilots hide rate of change and edge cases, sensors drift, firmware updates create regressions, and ad hoc fixes during a pilot become bespoke technical debt when operations scale. Without clear SLAs and automation for recovery, production collapses under its own exceptions.
Fort Robotics' move is interesting because it's explicitly about that survival problem. They added remote human-in-the-loop teleoperation plus onboard active safety to their trust platform. It's a nudge towards supervised autonomy rather than full autonomy.
Supervised autonomy sounds practical, but will teleoperation scale? Bandwidth and latency are obvious limits, but also think about human factors. One operator supervising many robots degrades attention, and training a reserve of skilled operators is non-trivial.
Onboard active safety can blunt a lot of immediate hazards, but field robustness is the litmus test. False positives throttle throughput. False negatives create safety incidents. The perception stack must be deterministic enough to pass industrial safety cases.
Which brings us to SlamCore, $14 million, and Rockwell's rockstar in the syndicate signals manufacturers are ready to move spatial intelligence onto the floor. It's the right time for mapping, persistent localization, and semantic scene understanding to be stress tested in real plants.
The factory floor is brutally honest. Reflections, dust, moving forklifts, reconfigured lamps. Spatial AI must integrate with PLCs, safety relays, and existing WMS. Meeting functional safety standards and demonstrating repeatable behavior matters more than a flashy demo.
If companies want to know whether a pilot will scale, measure the right things. Uptime, mean time to recover, intervention events per 1,000 hours, and total ops cost. Too many pilots report task success, but not the downstream support burden.
There's also a commercial side. Supervised autonomy enables operator as a service models and safety stack licensing, which align incentives differently than selling hardware alone. Vendors must prove lower TCO, not just capability, to win deployments.
Stacking teleops, spatial AI, safety, and cloud services creates complexity that can backfire. More layers mean more failure modes. Cybersecurity, operator fatigue, brittle edge cases. So integration discipline becomes the real competitive moat.
Synthesis. The field has moved past can we build it to can we operate it sustainably? The winners will be teams that bake operations, human workflows, measurable SLAs, and safety regulatory compliance into the product from day one.
That's it for today. Stay tuned for the next update on robotics and physical AI, and watch how these pilots perform once the factory lights stay on.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.